6:13 a.m. and the dawning of another day for Thrust SSC. Today, it's 500, a repeat run of yesterday, and 550 miles per hour. If successful, tomorrow we go for 575 and 600 miles per hour. The pace of life is hotting up all the time. I'm walking into the aero shed now where the last minute preparations on Thrust SSC are being done. In the background you can hear Mike and Steve drilling and replacing panels. Let's see what the final preparations involve. With me now is Steve Wiltshire.
Yeah, we're just putting the last panels on now. We checked everything else. Everything seems to be fine after yesterday. So we're ready to go again on the same profile and hopefully we won't have any problems today. So let's see.
So what are the panels that you're replacing last minute then?
These are just the ones that the electricians and the Jeremy and all his computers have off. So we can check out the systems on that, and now they're going back on. Now we've got the air conditioning on to keep it cool because its temperature starting to get up. And we'll go from there. This is the last one now to go. The rest are all on. We've had a few engine panels off overnight, but they're back on. And that's about it now.
I believe your speciality is the engines though, isn't it?
It's a vicious rumour, yeah.
They're fine, are they? Working fine?
Yeah, we've had a few minor problems, but we've overcome them. We're testing a few things out today to get a bit more data. But yeah, they're working. They're probably the best part at the moment. They're working a treat, so that's one worry off our minds.
Okay, I'm in the press media area now, and everybody's looking at the car just being rolled out of the hangar, or the air shelter, as we like to call it. What do you think of the car?
It looks awesome, awe-inspiring.
And what about you, sir?
It's just a scary thought that somebody's actually going to get in there and drive it. It's such a powerful looking machine.
Looks quite incredible. Looks like a sawn off jet fighter to me, or a Scud missile. I don't know if that's a bit unflattering to it. Certainly very attractive to look at. Black gleaming here in the desert. Fabulous.
And it's a novel change today. Our Microlite pilot not being available, we have a Royal Jordanian Huey helicopter doing the spotting today, as you can hear in the background. The Huey will be in the air prior to each run, just checking that the tracks are clear, there's no camels strolling across, no stray donkeys, and no Bedouins. It's a different tack, but I'm sure it's going to be very efficient. Andy Green, first run over, looked very good to me, but I'm sure you know better than I do.
Yeah, fantastic. Really, really pleased with that run. 450 miles an hour indicated speed, which in fact equates to the calculated was 476 miles an hour peak for that, which very, very pleased with that. Full burner all the way through. Two things we were getting from that, some photographs, and actually had to take one hand off the steering wheel to operate the camera during the run. At that stage, the car moved left very slightly, but it's sufficiently stable that even with only steering with one hand, the car's still within 20 feet of the track the whole way down the run, so really pleased with that. And having peaked at 460, slowed down to about 350 miles an hour, then put the parachute out. We were working a modified parachute because we had a slight instability problem, and the parachute is more stable. We're modifying it further. It's now 3 or 4 minutes from being completed and loaded into the car, and then we'll be doing another one peaking up 500 miles an hour.
So no problems at all with the car on the first run?
Nope, delighted with it.
Well, I'm in the aero shed now with Chief Aerodynamicist Ron Ayres, and just in the background, Ron, some of the technicians and Andy Green himself are packing the parachutes. We haven't spoken about that so far, but they are quite critical to the design of the car and retarding the car, aren't they?
Yes, they are indeed, because the car is very heavy and also very slender. So having got it up to high speed, the real problem is stopping it. It's much more difficult, in fact, to stop it than it is to accelerate it, because we've got two large engines to do that for us. But from anything up to 600 miles an hour, we can deploy parachutes, and these slow the car down until about 200 miles an hour, at which point we can then start using the brakes.
Right. Now, what's the specifics behind the parachutes? You've got more than one type on the car, haven't you? And you either got a top one or a lower one, as I understand it.
No, they should be the same, but we are experimenting in detail with the configuration of the parachute to ensure that it floats in a stable position behind the car, because if it starts waving around, it can actually start pulling the car off course.
Which has been experienced in recent runs.
We had indeed, and the last run, we made substantial improvements, and this will hopefully be the last run where we need to actually try out modifications to the chute. After that, all chutes will be the same, and the reason for two is that we have a reserve.
With me now is Mike Sedman, the Air Attaché to the British Embassy. First time you've seen the car run, Mike?
It is, yes. I was here last year, but whenever I came down, the car was not operating. It's a far more successful season this year. I'm quite impressed.
And want to see the second one?
Almost definitely, yes. Yes, I'm impressed.
And as the disco starts up, Andy Green gets in the passenger seat, Ron Ayres driving, a couple of technicians in Glynn as well, and off they go for the second run. Let's hope it's a good one. 550 is beckoning. I'm back with Mike Sedman after the second run. Mike?
Oh, amazing, amazing experience to see coming out of the sand like that, and out of what is a haze of what appears to be blue, and it's the speed with which it actually crossed in front of us, and the lack of noise was another thing that surprised me.
Catches you unaware.
It does, yeah. And then you actually see the speed of the helicopter going through, and the speed of the Jaguar going through, and it gives you an even better indication of how fast that car is really moving. Very, very impressive indeed.
End of a successful day. I'm standing here with Ron Ayres, the chief aerodynamicist. I believe 540 indicated for the second run, Ron.
540 ground speed, yes. The actual ground speed measured.
Any other complications with the car?
No, indeed. It was a remarkably smooth run. We now seem to have got the hang of the bumpy track, and so the suspension is now well tuned to it. We're improving on our brake parachutes. It's now much more stable. A bit more work to do on that. But broadly speaking, I think we're now looking for the 600 as our next target. Not the next run, but in the next day or so.